Yes, we were discussing the Ben HaMetzarim. So we know we have the 3 weeks, 9 days in Tisha B'Av. And we explain, according to Rav Soloveitchik, that they all have their own halakha categories. So the 3 weeks is equivalent to Yud Beis Chodesh. The 9 days is equivalent to Shloshim. And Tisha B'Av is equivalent to Shiva. And Rav Soloveitchik pointed out that based on the Gemara Yevamos, I think it's maybe Mem Gimel, Nun Gimel, I get it exact, but the Gemara talks about the difference between Avelos Chadasha and Avelos Yeshana. There's a difference between what we call regular Avelos and what we call old Avelos, national mourning. So when it comes to Avelos Chadasha, it's reactionary. It's normal. You lost a loved one, it hits right away. It hits you the hardest. And you go through the Shiva process, and then hopefully it starts getting a little better. You know, then you get to leave the home, Shoshim, etc. When it comes to national mourning, it's the opposite. You can't just wake up and shed a tear over Tisha B'Av. It takes time to develop the feeling. So first we start with the 3 weeks, wedding, no weddings, haircut, shaving, and then we move on to the 9 days, which has the din of the Shloshim, and then eventually, hopefully, we're ready by Tisha B'Av. In fact, that's why, according to Rav Soloveitchik, anyway, that there's the major nafka mina between the 3 weeks and the 9 days, according to Rav Soloveitchik. If Yud Beis Chodesh, if Shloshim is the 3 weeks is Yud Beis Chodesh, and in 9 days is Shloshim, the major nafkamina in terms of shaving. Rav Soloveitchik shita is that, well, first shita is you could shave during the 3 weeks. Why? Because it has a din of Yud Beis Chodesh. So why? What's the halacha by Yud Beis Chodesh? The halacha is if someone says you look like a menuva. In other words, it's a machok is whether someone has to tell you. Well, looking in the mirror is enough. You know, we assume looking in the mirror is enough and tells you that you're a menuvah, so therefore you're allowed to shave. And in fact, so according to Rav Soloveitchik, once you're allowed to shave, you have a chiyuv to shave because a ben Torah has to be well-kempt and etc. He always has to be dressed properly. So once you have a heter to shave, then you're mechuyev. That's what they say back in the day. Even BC, it was interesting during my time, and I was in YU many years ago, the minhag was people didn't shave during Sfira. But let's say Rabbi Green Sr., back in those generations before my time, everyone used to shave. It was interesting because the Rav Shita, no one shaved in YU when I was there, except maybe you were like a gush guy or something. So they say over that he used to go around in the Beis HaMedrash during Sfira. He saw someone who had a beard. So he went over and said, I know you're waiting for me to tell you look like a menuvah. Now you can shave. You know, finish learning. When you go back tonight, make sure you shave. That's what he used to do. That's what they say. I think as Rav Kook used to go around in Yom HaAtzmaut in the Beis HaMedrash and tell people, you know, to go back and shave. But either way, so Rav Soloveitchik Shita is Yud Beis Chodesh, Shloshim, and, I mean, the 3 weeks, and Tzvira is the din of Yud Beis Chodesh, and therefore you have a general heter, you know, according to Rav Soloveitchik, then you could shave daily. In other words, you don't need a heter. I didn't get into with you about shaving and that. You don't need a heter, it's mutter, according to Rav Soloveitchik. But then according to Rav Soloveitchik, now the 9 days is a problem. Because if it's 9 days is Shloshim, Pashas, it's a much difficult heter that people don't shave during Shloshim. So therefore, according to the Rav, you wouldn't be able to shave during Shloshim. You know, maybe for a reason that warranted you can, but this is no blanket heter. In contrast to, let's say, Rav Moshe's Shita is that, like for Parnasa, for other reasons, Makam Sar, you know, there are other heterim why you could shave. So then it would apply to the 9 days also. But according, you know, that's the Kula and the Chumra, according to Rav Soloveitchik, that you could shave during the 3 weeks, but the 9 days is, you know, is a more difficult heter. And they point out that, because another distinction I always used to like pointing out is between the Rav and Rav Moshe is by sphere of it, it's just, you know, but it could be the same for the 3 weeks as well. Is if it's a din of Yud Beis Chodesh, so the Rav Soloveitchik holds this, well, not there is, during Yud Beis Chodesh, there's an issue of Simcha Meireis, like going to public gatherings, all that stuff. So if Yud Beis Chodesh, if Tzvira or 3 weeks have a din of Yud Beis Chodesh, and then you can't, like you shouldn't go to games during Tzvira or the 3 weeks. But according to Rav Moshe, no. There's nothing per se about a game. Like there are certain Nihugi Avelis, they pick different men, they pick the widow from everything, there's no categories, and you know, and perhaps it's not a problem. It's always, so I like to say tongue in cheek, if you go to a game, you have to have a beard. Because if you're shaving, you're going with the Rav, and he's against it. But either way, I could find you a head to go to a game and shave, but I'm just pointing out, if you take those two to, you know, to the extremes.
Who's Rav Moshe modeling it after?
That's what I'm saying. No, Rav Moshe's not modeling it. That's what he's saying. Yeah. It's the Rav's, I don't know, Rav's Chiddush, the briskers, that everything has to be modeled according to the... it's not just Rav Moshe, the Rov HaPoskim, there is no modeling. It's not Yud Beis Chodesh. It's a little, you know, Chazal picked, or whoever they picked, they picked a little things from here or there, but it's, you know, it's not patterned after anything per se. So therefore, that's what the Rav pointed on. Therefore, it's so it's Avelish Shana, so it takes time. So therefore, you can't jump into it. Therefore, we go from the Kal to the Chomer, we build up. And that's what we explained, the Gemara Moed Katan, about Simchas Yontif, that Simchas Yontif is Docha Avelis, because Avelis is a private affair and Simcha is a public affair. And the Machok is Rambam Tosfos. Rambam holds the both Daraisa, so the public Mitzvah Daraisa beats out the private Mitzvah Daraisa, and the Tosfos holds the both Rabbanan today, Simchas Yontif and Avelis, so the public rabbinical mitzvah beats out the private rabbinical mitzvah. So we just asked, what about if you have a public rabbinical mitzvah versus a private biblical, then what happens? So that's what I pointed out yesterday. Kovra meso berego, someone dies on Yontif, whatever, you do the kfura on Kol Hamoed. So the Avelis doesn't begin until after Yontif. So in Eretz Yisrael, it's clear when after Yontif is. There's no Yontif Sheni, whenever Yontif is over. But in Chutzlars, where you have the Yontif Sheni, so you have Yontif. So according to Ashkenaz, us, it's not an issue, because we hold all Avelis as Darabanan, so there's no difference. So you have Simchas Yontif Darabanan, Darabim, versus Avelis Yochit, so therefore it's not a Shaila. Obviously, we don't do Avelis on Yontif Sheni. But according to the Rambam, the Svardash Rishonim who hold Avelis Yom Rishon as Daraisa, and Simchas Yontif is only Darabanan, so you have a case where you have a mitzvah Darabim Darabanan versus a mitzvah Daraisa D'Yochid, to what wins. So that's the Machlokas Rishonim, you know, in terms of that issue. So perhaps we could bring a Raya, because where does it come up? Because there's a Gemara in Brachas. The Gemara talks about, I think it was Rabbi Elazar, but he showed up to Shul, there were only 9 people, and he had his Eved Kenani with him. So he freed his Eved, and he made a minion. So actually, I was giving one to him, when I was speaking in the Bayah once, actually it's probably, it could have been Rosh Hashanah, because I used to go there, Rosh Hashanah. So either way, so I used to speak between Mincha Meirov. So, you know, so I gave a whole shiur and a bunch of things. So a guy came over and said to me, "You're making me feel bad." I said, what are you talking? I said, I say a lot of things. So like, tell me which parts. So he said, you said, this guy, in order to make a minion, he freed a slave. Mistama, a slave was very expensive in those days. It's like, you know, it could be like the price of a car. He says, I live around the corner, I don't go to minion, and this guy freed us. So, you know, you're making me feel bad, I don't go to minion. I said, okay, so in that case, I don't feel bad making you feel bad. But either way, so he went ahead and he freed his Eved. So the Gemara says, what do you mean, free your Eved? Well, Abraham Tavodu, it's an Isser Asi. It's an Isser Daraisa. You're not allowed to free an Eved. You'd have to go Olam Abraham Tavodu. So the Gemara answers, it's a mitzvah. Freeing, but to make a minion's a mitzvah. So the Gemara says, what do you mean, mitzvah? But mitzvah ba'aveira. But it's a mitzvah through the means of an aveira. So the Gemara says, no, mitzvah derabim shani. Right, normally we would go with mitzvah b'aveira, but here a mitzvah derabim shani, that's a public mitzvah of, so that's the question, the public mitzvah beats out the private. So what public mitzvah are we talking about? The mitzvah of the yachid is freeing the slave. So Tosh is over there, right? So you know, so either we have different possibilities. You know, let's say it's talking about like tefillah b'tzibur, saying a kaddish or something. It's, so that's the question in general, whether tefillah b'tzibur is a drabbanan or it's just tam, you know, a nice hiddur. So whatever the drabbanan is over there, you have a case where you have a mitzvah derabim drabbanan and beating out of deraisa, that's the Pashas HaGemara, because a yovel, because freeing the slave is a private mitzvah, a mitzvah deraisa, and here the public mitzvah, let's say tefillah b'tzibur, is only drabbanan. So we see from this Gemara, a mitzvah derabim drabbanan beats out a private biblical mitzvah. So therefore, there's a famous rush in over there that makes a. It makes a little side point, but this is our whole practice. We'll machmir on Parshas Zohar to do it b'tzibur. In other words, you have the Shitas HaRambam by Parshas Zohar, which just says, I say right now, remember what Amalek did to me, I'm Yotze. And the mitzvah ase b'chol yom, it's a mitzvah ase every day. You have the Shita of the Bali Tosis, that not only do you have to read it, but you have to read it from a Sefer Torah. It's not enough just to do Zohar B'peh. You have to read it mitoch haksav. And you have the Rush who says not only you need mitoch haksav, but you need it with a minyan. So that's our practice, to be machmir, to try to, you know, to mahadi, to try to get a minyan. So where does the Rush know this from? Or how do we know? It's a side point in the Rush that we go, that you have this big chumrah based on. Because in this discussion in the Gemara, so the Rush makes a comment like, and don't tell me we're talking about Shabbos Parsha Zohar, and that's a mitzvah deraisa derabim. In other words, that's his point, is don't tell me we're talking about Shabbos Parsha Zohar, because then it wouldn't be a proof. Then, you know, if that was true, that'd be a mitzvah derabim deraisa versus, you couldn't bring a raya from that. He says, don't say it. In other words, so obviously if he says don't say it, then I will say it, and that is a pass. Others do say it, then you could say it wouldn't be a proof from that Gemara, or the Rush is saying, or others would say, why can't you say it? Because that's the shaila, whether you could be mafgir and evid on Shabbos, whether you could be, you can't make kinyonim on Shabbos. There's a machlokas in the Rishonim. Can I be mafgir something? Because I'm just letting it. So there's an eerie over there. So that's what some Rishonim talk about. Why they say this can't be talking about Shabbos is because according to those who say you're allowed to be mafkir and evid, so it could be talking about Shabbos. So maybe the Rush is saying, and don't tell me, because he holds you can't free a slave on Shabbos, so therefore can't be talking about it. So either way, that's what Tosis brings down our case about Kovra Meso Berego, but that's the issue. So to Machlokas Rishonim, whether a mitzvah derabim derabanan beats us. So we see the power of a mitzvah derabim. So Tisha B'Av is unique, because usually we have Avelos the Yachid. When it comes to Tisha B'Av, we have a mitzvah derabim of Avelos. So, you know, we're not going to have a conflict, even though Tisha B'Av is called the Moed itself, but we're not going to have a conflict, obviously. There's no Yontif coming on. But do you have is there any differences that it's Avelos Yishona, it's a public mourning? So that's what we pointed out. One nafkamina the Rav pointed out is about, based on the Ramban in Torah Sa'adam, about overdoing it. When it comes to personal mourning, whatever the appropriate amount of mourning is, that's what you have to do. But when it comes to public mourning, like over the temple, so we assume a person, a yid isn't complete, we can't function, that's how it should be, we can't function properly, we're in depression mode, and therefore waiting for the Churban, so of course, how could we not be crying all the time, so we have a heter, you know. So therefore, on public, on national mourning, you know, there's no crying. Also, I think there's a Magen Avram who wants to say maybe that's the, because there's an Isser of Bas, the Mishanichnas of Amatim Simcha, and the Minhag Ashkenaz is to be, is we don't have Bas of a Yayin during the 9 days. So the Magen Avram asked, what do you mean no Bas of a Yayin? Why not? It's not a Din and Avelis, because the halacha is, and according to some Rishonim, it's Mutter, but you know, but the, according to some Rishonim, at the Sudas Havra, when you come back after the funeral, you should have Bas of a Yayin. So our meaning is we have at least Yayin, because why? Because the Gemara tells us in Sanhedrin, the whole purpose of wine is to Menachem es Ha'avel, is to comfort the mourner. So therefore, he says, so clearly, if there's no Isser for an Avel to have Bas of a Yayin, so how could you tell me the 9 days is an Isser? So the Magen Avraham, so gives an answer, no, because it's, why is it different? Because this is Avelis to Rabim. So Avelis to Rabim is a public mourning. It's Avelis to Shana, so we're stricter. That even though by regular mourning it doesn't apply, but it is a Chumrah by public mourning. And others, the Rav, and Rav pointed out, Rav Shachter, that no, they don't think it's a din in mourning. That's not why. The Isser of having meat and wine during the 9 days is not an Isser of Avelis, because there is no Isser of an Avel. They have a whole different pshat, it's Zeichel L'Chorban. There's another aspect of the 9 days of Tisha B'Av. It's not just Midini Avelis, but it's a Zeichel L'Mikdash. In other words, the Gemara says in Baba Basra that some Hasidim, they say, you know what? How can we eat Bas of a Yayin anymore? If on God's Mizbeach we can no longer bring meat and wine, so it's not appropriate. So the guy said, okay, so what about then bread? We no longer bring Menachos, the Karban Mincha anymore, you can't have bread. And then they said, okay, good, so we'll have fruits. No, you can't have fruits either. Bikurim we no longer bring. And you know, the Gemara goes to all of them, you know, whatever else we got. And therefore they said that, no, you can't do it. It's something which isn't the tzibur, it's not yocho lamed bo. So at least they wanted to do that all the time for zeichu l'churban, that we should never be able to have meat, wine. So they said no, but they took it on. But for the 9 days during this period, so they took it on to take on bas of a yayin. So it's not a din. It's true an avo could have bas of a yayin, but the isser of having bas of a yayin has nothing to do with aveilus. It has to do with zeichu l'churban. What it does have to do, if you can, unless you want a taina that aninus is, you know, that's a separate machlokas we showed and we discussed a little, whether how aninus and aveilus, do they overlap or not? Like the Rambam sheet is, aveilus doesn't begin until after the kfura. That's by definition, aninus is over, at least the aninus we're talking about. The aninus, the rabban, and the pitor mitzvahs. But according to the Ramban, the aveilus begins right away, so you know, aninus you can't. So, and the only thing you're allowed to really, the Isuri Avelis applied during Aninus, it's only a special dispensation. You're allowed to leave the house, you're allowed to prepare for the Kfura. So they point out that, so there's an Isser Bas of a Yayin on during for an Onain, not for Avel. But there isn't, like for an Onain, it's usher to do Bas of a Yayin because it's going to take away, you're supposed to get ready for the Kfura. So over there, that's the whole discussion. Bus of a Yayin, what about chicken? Does, you know, what about Tavshil Shabbasar? That's a separate thing we have to go into, because it actually happened to me by mistake. Because what happened with me was I was planning to visit my daughter in Israel, and I went, you know, my father was, like, for the past 6 months, he broke his hip, so I was going in like every two, you know, he wasn't doing well, congested. You don't die from the broken hip, but you get congested. So I was going in, and then I was going to Israel. I said, well, I'm going to go in for Shabbos to see him before I go. And I saw him on Friday, and he passed away over Shabbos. So I canceled my trip. And I said, okay, I'll wait till after Shloshim. So I waited till after Shloshim. I got in Monday afternoon. Tuesday afternoon, I got a call from my sister. My mom passed away. So I had to go back, but at first I had to make a flight, so I had to eat. So I wasn't actually thinking about it at the time. I actually was going to get dairy, what happened was the place was, I think there was music, where either it didn't work. I wasn't even thinking. I said, okay, let me get some shawarma. And I did. And then I thought afterwards, wait a second, maybe I shouldn't have had it because bus of a yayin. But then I checked up to it. No, so that by Aninas they say dafka busser. But I'm sure I'm assuming I had the turkey or chicken shawarma. But either way, so that's a really an onane. Onane's allowed to have chicken. You know, you could have the turkey or the chicken shawarma. But what I'm saying is it's busser. So that's the question we'll get into it about. That gets into the 9 days, whether it also applies to that, and in terms of leftovers. But so the point being is, so according to the Magen Avraham, that's a chumrah of aveilus derabim. Even though eating busser of a yadin has nothing to do with aveilus, but since it's aveilus derabim, we're more machmir. And it's supposed to, the rubber of shach, they said there's nothing to do. The reason why we can't have busser of a yayin is nothing to do with isturi aveilus. And that's a separate yitzhak. In fact, that's why he explains as well. It's a similar kasha. The Magen Avraham others ask. Some have, it's, the Mechabit says, Tov, it's best not to make a Shechiyano during this time period. And the question is why? Why can't you make a Shechiyano? It's a Pasha, it's a Dinan of Aveilus. So the question is, like, what do you mean? It's not a Dinan of Aveilus because we Paskin, even though we don't do a Lamaisa, but Talachi is that if your parent dies, you know, you say Baruch Dayan Emes, and if he leaves you a big Yerusha, you make a Brach, you make a Shechiyano. We don't do it because it doesn't look right anymore. So, but we don't, the Dominic is not to make a Shechiyano, no matter what he leaves you, or she leaves you. But that's the halachim, on the books. So therefore, we see, what are you talking about? An Avil in Shiva, like even before Shiva, like he can make, he's an Onein then, but either, whatever it is, he can make a Shechiyano. So therefore, what do you mean we can't make a Shechiyano because of Avelos? Like, you're allowed to make Shechiyanos. And that's a whole discussion anyway. You know, that's right, Israel isn't really buying clothes during the 3 weeks. It's actually buying something that warrants it. It's making the Shechiyano. So that's a whole discussion. Do you make a Shechiyano? Assuming it's a situation, so they talk about a pre-chadash, that you make a shachi. So in general, anyway, for me, I go with Rav Moshe and I go with Rav Soloveitchik. I almost never make a shachiyano. I'm talking about the shachiyano, the minig of a shachi, not the din of a shachiyano on Yantif. You have to make a shachiyano. But let's say making over a beged chadash or a pre-chadash. So Rav Soloveitchik used to say that today there's no need to make a Shechiyano over a Beged Chadash, because why? Every week, maybe it's before your time, it's about the Sims bash. I don't know if you knew about them. Sims closed down already. But basically, today, people buy suits every month. There's a sale here. Back in the day, you used to get a suit when you got bar mitzvah and when you got married. That there was a big thing, so then you made a Shechiyano. So he says he doesn't think you should make a Shechiyano if it's something, unless you're really excited about it, and it's hard for me to get really excited about things. So I don't make a, so I probably wouldn't make a Shechiyano on buying any clothes. And then Rav Moshe writes regarding a pre-chadash, so Bizman Azeh, this is Rav Moshe talking, Rav Moshe died in 1986, so imagine how much more now. He didn't see all those one-stop shopping stores, Aaron's, of Gourmet Glass. So he said, in any of the fruit stores, that he says that we live in a global fruitopia, that basically you could go in and you could buy a watermelon any time of the year. You might have to pay a couple more dollars for something, a mango, wherever you... Basically, all fruits are available all the time. So he said there's no need for a Shechiyano. So, but not working with Rav Moshe, assuming you do get excited over pre-chadash, I don't. But assuming you do, maybe a new beef ribs came out, or a new type of steak, I'd get excited. But a new meat became kosher, but fruit's not going to do it for me. Don't get me wrong, I like eating fruit, but I'm not going to make a Shechiyano. So therefore they point out, So assuming you do make a shachet yanos, so they say, so that's a whole discussion. So some say, wait until Shabbos to make it. Wait until Shabbos, and therefore you could, you know, or if you have a beged chadash, or then you wait until Shabbos if it's a beged or a pri that warrants a shachet yanos. So what about like buying? What about buying clothes? So people say anyway, that's the Vilna Gaon shita. No, the shachet yanos has nothing to do with aveilus. You know why you don't make? You know why tov? It's best not to make a shachet yanos during this time, because this is the time of the 3 weeks. It's a time of prinius. It's a time of a zechu l'mikdash. It's not a good time. The problem is making the bracha shachiyano. It's not the bracha per se. It's shachiyano yigiyano lazman hazeh. It's this time period during the 3 weeks that they don't want you making a shachiyano on. But I'm saying in terms of, but let's say back in the day, the Gra points out, they used to make a shachiyano. You walk into the store, you don't have to actually, it could be something you don't like. Let's say, whatever it is, a watermelon, peaches, something new came in the store, potatoes, you made a shachiyano. It was a seasonal thing. So you want to say, during this seasonal time, so that's on fruits, but on beged chadash, there's nothing to do anyway. Some say the beged chadash, making a shachiyano on beged is not a problem anyway. According to the Gra, it's the shachiyano you're making, shachiyano you're going to azban hazeh. That's why you don't get married during this time. It's not an Isser of Avelos, and Avel can get married. That's the way of Salvedra of Shechta pointed out to answer up a lot of these questions. How come it seems to be during this time period we're more machman than we are during real Avelos? You know, about, I mean, machman in the sense of no Shechiyano. So someone has seen it, you go with the Magen Avraham Avelos, the Rabbi Mahalach, or you go, no, it's nothing to do with Avelos. It has to do with, this is a time of Perineus, it's Ben Amitzarim, and therefore, it's the shachiyano v'gano lazmanas. You know, you don't want to get married during this time period. You don't want to make shachiyano because, you know, it's that type of period. So those are some of the issues regarding aveilus, the yachid aveilus, the rabbim, and the different issues of the shachiyano, the pri chadash, and the beged chadash. We'll have to continue.
Wait. So is Reb Soloveitchik kind of dipping out though of the model of a good base chodesh? Lotion and 9.